to get in there, I had to approve myself. In those days, they had a state of approval if you didn't come from an accredited high school.
Right.
Because I had never gone further than, what was it, ninth grade, I believe. And so I had to take an extra load to show that I was capable of doing the work and make an average of B. Well, I managed to stay first year of my college life. Then after that, I went what we call Southwestern at Georgetown and graduated there.
How far away is Georgetown from here?
Oh, that's around 160 miles from here.
What was your interest, your major or whatever when you were in college?
Well, I majored in education. I was going to change my major, and did, but I never furnished it from education to science. I mean, to strictly science for my master's.
Right.
And I started it during summer work, mostly because the women teachers, they occupied and had a monopoly on the general educational trends in the school.
Right.
And science was still a masculine course, so
right.
to say. So I switched to science because if I had taken my major, my master's in strictly education, I would have had to take just as many courses as I by switching to science. So I figured I'd do improve myself by taking science.
Right.
But I was elected to the office over here and never went back.
What office was that?
County school superintendent.
Is that for Medina County?
Medina County, yeah. That was 1935, and I served until 1975.
Well, you had a long tenure. Have you ever done any other type of work besides that?
Pick cotton, which I wasn't any good at. By this time morning, I was sick of the cotton smell, and that's a, if I had 10 pounds by this time, that's all I got till noon.
Since you mentioned it, is much cotton grown in this area anymore?
No, it's more or less on the comeback in certain areas. Back yonder, during my childhood time, that was the crop, cotton.
Primary crop.
And Daddy was a cotton farmer. I always say the boll weevil was my friend. 1919 is a wet year, and the boll weevil had already come in. And of course, when the cotton cane fruit, you know, the boll weevil prevented the fruiting.
Right.
It grew up as tall as a man on a horse. And at home, he had 80 acres of cotton, got one bale of cotton. And down on the lower farm, he had 120 acres and made two bales of cotton. Hmm. So that kind of cured him of cotton farming. He went into corn, regular corn farming. And I could pull corn just as fast as the next man and all day, but I never could pick any cotton. I just picked 100 pounds one day.
I would be interested in the type of work that you did when you raised cotton. Could you fill me in on that a little bit?
Well, of course, you had to prepare your soil, and then in spring you plant it. You plant it a little bit later than most crops because cotton couldn't stand the late freezes. And till it, cultivate it, in other words. And then after it was matured and the bolls would open up, then you picked it. It was all hand-picked in those days. And big old white cotton bags, you pick cotton.